Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show, attempt number two. I hate the tech monster. That's a really annoying one. Whatever. Yankees are throwing out the following lineup. Jake Bowers leads off at first base. Aaron Judge bats second, plays right field. We're in Chicago. Gleyber Torres bats third. He plays second. Stanton is the DH batting fourth. McKinney is in left field batting fifth. DJ LeMahieu, Harrison Bader, Anthony Volpe, Ben Roethlisberger, and Garrett Cole on the bump is the remainder of the starting lineup. The rest of the guys are playing where you'd guess. DJ's at third.
Yes.
For those who missed the first go-around, Deep Dish Pizza scam. Joe's was in Chicago earlier this year. Joe's is here for this series. Great. Weird time to be in Chicago. Keenan Middleton just blew up their spot. We'll be getting cheers. Yes, Joe's, any thoughts on the lineup?
Is this the best lineup we have? I think it is. I feel like I ask myself every time I see the lineup, and then
bodies are about right. I guess IKF is
IKF is
better. Higgy is the better one between him and Roethlisberger, but
yeah,
catchers are kind of catchers.
Catcher's gonna catch. We got housekeeping too, because then some people went on the IL today. Loaisiga's back.
Nick Ramirez is back. Rodon on the IL. David Garcia DFA'd.
Right.
Sad. Jake will never buy a newspaper again. Don't think he can.
I haven't, you know, if you gotta really look for a newspaper nowadays.
Yeah, like, to like really, buy one.
Right. Buy one newspaper. Good luck.
You can like get like a subscription and have it delivered, but
what are the Yankees gonna do, man? This is the lineup. McKinney and Bowers. And those are the lefties there. Hopefully, there is some concern where we are in the standings. Though some people don't share that sentiment. I don't know. What are we watching for, though?
Little bit what I'm watching for. I noticed that between 9 spot and the 1 spot, Roethlisberger and Bowers are back-to-back in this lineup.
Okay.
So I imagine at some point in this game, presumably it would be IKF pinch hits for one of these two guys, probably Roethlisberger, and then at some point in the game, and then probably right after that, Bowers will get his chance to hit, and the next inning there will be a double switch of sorts, get Higgy in there. So just look out for that move as IKF will go to left. And yeah.
This is the lineup. I just want Judge to get his ABs so that way hopefully he can, you know, get going. We need him to get going. We need him to start hitting, you know that. Just would make for a lot more exciting baseball if he is. He missed a couple of curveballs yesterday that I'm like, man, when Judge is right, bro, like he's
parking. He punishes those. Yeah, it's just the timing. It makes sense. The timing the last series ish has just looked a little off.
Right. That's okay.
Yes. Just his presence is important.
Yes.
Should we path a victory?
Let's path a victory.
I guess the first question as part of this is, Do you think Loaisiga gets in tonight if it's a close game?
I think ideally the Yankees would love to put him in one of those games where it's like it's kind of the, you know, it's kind of decided either way. Yeah,
a low pressure intro.
Right. Low pressure. They love doing low pressure intros. You know that. So I can see that where if down four, up four, something like that, maybe he can get in. But I see that this is kind of like a cold game. I mean, it's the White Sox, and I think we can see Cole asking Cole to give us seven and a third is not a crazy ass. Seven and a third, seven, two thirds. And I think that he's actually aiming for that. Maybe even eight.
I agree. I think seven's very reasonable for Gerrit Cole against this lineup. Yeah, I don't see the Yankees getting to Cease, and even if they got him out early, their bullpen so much that we get to like a blowout. If we did, then I think yes, we see Loaisiga get a night,
right?
But for a path to victory, we're pathing like a save scenario,
right?
Hopefully, Cole like starts the eighth, and then it's like a just go to King to finish it out situation.
King's available. I don't know if how many pitches did Holmes throw yesterday?
Holmes did not pitch yesterday. He got loose in the pen. 17 pitches on Saturday.
So he'll be available.
He should be
right?
good. He should be good. He's there if they need it.
Cole to King?
Yeah, and if it goes less, probably Canely. It would get an eighth inning. Because he did not get involved yesterday. Wandy's out. Hamilton right. Also probably out. 34 pitches 2 days ago.
I mean, if Cole wants to just go ahead and just throw like a quick, perfect game. Complete game shutout. I won't be mad either.
Is that a promo?
It might be a promo.
Okay. I'm interested.
Turn the season around. Interesting. What another perfect game.
There's ever, the Yankees throw two twice. Perfect games in a year and they like don't make the playoffs. That'd be crazy.
I mean, come on.
That'd be crazy. I think we're ready for the second half of the show.
All right. Let's get serious. It's time for our
Homer draft.
Draft, it's the Homer draft.
ESPN notification.
What's going on there? Oh, that's fantasy. Tell me.
Fantasy. I believe I have the first pick of tonight's action, and I will use that pick on Aaron Judge. You just don't know that he's going to be available to you later. The Yankees will sit him at some point, and if Judge is available to you, you pick him.
He'll be available sometime in the series. I was just hoping you would avoid him today.
Yeah, well, if there's a chance that the great game happens and you get him first the next time, and then when I have the first pick on the last day is the day they sit him, and I just can't risk that. Even when his timing's a little off, I just can't risk that.
Okay. You know what? That's fine. That's okay. That's fair. That is fair. Let me see. Snake draft. Who am I picking? I feel like this guy's been a little bit of a heater here. The less that this guy has to run around the bases, the better. So I'm just going to go ahead and take Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay.
Now I'm sneaking around. Let me see. Who should I take? I'm feeling Bowers.
Yeah, Bowers. Bowers feels like he's been very rarely a bad option.
Right.
Oh, man. Good news on your picks.
What's that?
Giancarlo Stanton, 2-for-4, 2 homers off of Dylan Cease.
Nice.
Only player in the lineup with any home runs off of him. Nobody's faced him a ton.
I looked at those numbers right before.
Jake Bauer's 0 for 5. I think I pick a guy I don't think I've picked in a while. I'm going to grab DJ LeMahieu. I like the at-bats I've seen from him.
Going yard?
He's due for a homer, and he's got decent numbers off Cease, and he's been hit. He's one of the few guys kind of hitting since the break. He's been good. And you got to believe in something in this world.
Got to believe in something. And that's not unfair.
DJ LeMahieu. Might regret not picking McKinney. Okay. I have the over under line.
All right. Let me guess. I'm going to go 7.5.
That's a great guess. The line is 8 flat.
Okay. All right. 8?
Yeah.
On the dot. They scored, okay.
They lost 9-7 yesterday.
Are we going over? I mean, the team's in dysfunction.
They're one of the few teams in more dysfunction than the Yankees right now.
That's kind of difficult to do.
Right now. Been a tough week for the Yankees. Let's just be real about it. It's been a weird one. A lot of weird headlines. And the White Sox might have surpassed that in the last 3 days.
Well,
which can mean
kind of like
anything.
Where it's at, right?
I'm on the under. I don't trust the Yankees to score enough runs, and I trust Cole to throw to do your premonition tonight.
Okay. So you trust Cole to do that, and then you have – all right, so let's go with that. Let's go with that. I'll do under.
We're both under.
Yes.
Bang.
Under. I like under.
I like that.
See? Yeah. Or maybe the Yankees could get all their runs through errors. Maybe that'll happen. But that doesn't matter because they're still under. Cease is good, guys.
Cease is good. This year, the numbers do not stick out. But he finished second in the Cy Young last year. Like, he is a good pitcher.
Right.
Probably the best they will see. Tuki Toussaint and Clevinger wrap up this series for them as of right now. Things can change. Those are the probables.
We'll see when we get there. Chat is so excited about the lineup. I'm looking at it right now.
Chat's hot, huh?
Chat's hot.
What do they want?
They said this lineup is great.
Yeah. Towards- I don't know what they wanted, man. Are you ready to lock in your premonition?
I've been thinking something. I mean, should I go ahead and go with it? You know what? Yes, let's go no hitter for Gerrit Cole. And you know what? I seen Pete in the chat also said it as well, so I'll give him a quick shout out. No hitter for Gerrit Cole. And the only reason it's not a perfect game is because of a weird fielding play up the middle.
Oh, you've got a weird fielding play. I was sort of going, I was looking up the middle for my premonition. Mm. And it doesn't conflict with yours.
Okay.
I just think we get a great catch by Bader tonight. Like Bader just makes like a stunning catch.
Center field, is he coming in? What are you seeing? Is he coming in? Is he going? Is it like over the shoulder?
I think
is
I have
stealing a homer.
I'm not. This part isn't as locked in, but the clearest vision I have is him running down a ball in the right center gap. So to his glove side,
right
just
runs, center
just
gap
runs a long way. And I am sort of seeing it be against Tim Anderson, and that might just be because of the news lately. Just Tim Anderson's in my mind. I can see Tim Anderson hitting a fly ball to that alley, and I think Bader just makes a great catch. So
I'm with that. Let's do that. Bader, please. That. Just make sure if when you do it, you just don't. You know what I'm about to say. Don't get hurt.
Please. Don't, dude. Don't get hurt.
Don't get
hurt. And Yanks, win the game. Try that.
Yanks, please win the game. That'll be the most fun part of it if you win the game. You need that.
Win the game. Please. And like, make it like a big enough discrepancy that Loaizaga gets in there and we get excited.
And I would love to see Loaizaga tonight. We're ready
for like the next time he's out there, like, yeah, yeah, we'll use him in a high leverage spot next time. This was his warm up.
Rodvet and Cole, are they better this time together?
I think Cole likes not being in sync with him. It keeps him sharp.
You think it keeps him locked in more?
Yeah, I don't think he minded that last time.
I like that. I love that.
Me too. Subscribe if you haven't enjoyed the game. Maybe.
The weekend's on a loop, guys.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.